I'm Jamie Long, and here's your entertainment roundup on Gateway 97.8. Starting in the soaps and in Emmerdale, and Marlon is left to bond with a daughter he never knew even existed, but he begins to worry when his daughter struggles to warm to him. Donna then arrives to collect April and is surprised when Marlon tells her to take the transfer and return to Emmerdale on the condition that she promises to never take April away from him again. Donna is overjoyed, telling him that this is all she ever wanted from him. In EastEnders, and Peter has planned a romantic trip to the Shard for Lola, but she just doesn't know what to wear, and things get even worse when she ends up with baby sick on her. Later, Abby and Jay join the pair, but it's not long before Jay and Peter start to argue over Lola. Lola soon decides that she's had enough and runs away from all of the arguments, but gets run over by Ronnie in the process in the exact place that Danielle was killed. Now, you may have heard this on the national news recently, but just to recap, and the daughter of Bob Geldof and Paul Yates was found dead at her home in Kent on Monday afternoon, and Peaches Geldof's funeral will be held at the family church. The 25-year-old will be remembered at the same venue where her wedding to Thomas took place last year. St Mary Magdalene in Davington is also the same spot where her mum's funeral was held in the year 2000. Her father, Bob Geldof, returned to the UK the other night following some time away in San Francisco. A YouTube couple who have shared over 1,800 days of their life have decided to separate. Charles and Ali have a YouTube channel under the name of CTFXC, with many fans and almost 1.5 million subscribers. They upload daily videos of their goings-on throughout each and every day, but now the couple have decided to separate. Charles uploaded a video to their channel explaining the situation.
We have been arguing a lot more than normal. And it's just been getting worse and worse, and we've just been becoming more and more unhappy and stressed out, like both of us. So we decided that we will be separating.
Miley Cyrus has spoke recently over her depression, which she had suffered from in the past, all because she was bullied for having bad skin. She said that she used to lock herself in her room and cry with her dad having to break down the door. She also recently explained that helping her fans with their own mental health issues is also extremely important to her. And finally, the charts, Aloe Black slipped a place. It was just his second week, and he came in at number 2 with The Man. Well, you can tell everybody, yeah, you can tell everybody, go ahead and tell everybody, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. So with Aloe Black slipping one place with just 2 weeks in the chart, it meant we had a brand new number 1. It's their first week in the chart, and they came straight in, taking the top spot. It's by Sigma, and it's called Nobody to Love. So well done to Sigma for taking the top spot. That's all from me this week. To listen again, take a visit to gateway978.com. I'll be back next week with your entertainment roundup.